and Y4G, W4DJW. Nothing heard. CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called Nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG2 portion. And we're going to begin this evening with pre-net check-ins. That control electric recognized W4FCM. That's Fred. He's over in Traveler's Rest. Bring it with him in for IEI. That's Miss Isla. Good to have you as night, Fred. Tell Miss Isla we said hello if you're listening. KW4TS, that is Jim, who is over in Pelzer. Good to have you as night, Jim. Hope you're doing well. KC4W, that's Bill, who's over in Anderson. Appreciate you being with night, Bill. And KI4LZI, that's Andy. He's over at Table Rock. Good to have you as night, Andy, if you're listening. Take care. Stay safe. That's the pre-net check-ins. We're going to pause for a moment to see if we've got any new amateur radio operators, brand new amateur radio operators that have never checked into a net before, aren't really sure of the protocol, and this is your opportunity to check in. No restrictions, no holes barred. Just throw your call sign out there, and I'll walk you through the process. W4DJW. Okay, looks like we have no new hams this evening, but we'll keep trying. More testing sessions are going to produce more amateur radio operators, and we should be getting more and more as time goes on. Let's see. We do have an EchoLink station. It's a link station, so I'm not sure if there's anybody on it, but we'll give them an opportunity to check in anyway. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
Control, here is Whiskey 4. Juliet, Mike Foxtrot, Jason in Tallahassee, Florida. Found out about the net from my friend KC8ZYB.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize W4JMF. That is Jason over in Tallahassee, Florida. Good to have you with night, Jason. We do appreciate you checking in here. Left a little bit of a gap there after you in case somebody else was listening on that local repeater and wanted to check in as well. If anybody else does is within earshot of it or radio shot of it and wants to use it to log into this net, they're perfectly welcome to do so. Appreciate you hosting that link, Jason. And because that is your call, I just now put two and two together and figured out that's your call. But good to have you with us this evening. Take care. Stay safe. And tonight being Saturday night, we're going to begin the RF section of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening with Alpha through Delta, stations with the first letter of the suffix of their call that begins with letters A through D. And we'll let check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
DJW. Thanks for doing the net tonight. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2, BYQ. David in Easley. No traffic, no comment. 73s to you and everybody on the net.
4DJW. Even Amy, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew. Good evening to you, Dave and Amy. All on the net.
Okay, that's a good start to the RF section 2-meter net this evening. Net control, I'd like to recognize KK4DMW. That's Rick. Bring with him. KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena, and KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. They're all over in Piedmont. Rick, I wish I could say you were sounding good, but I just want to let you know you were barely above the white noise. Wherever you were, that is not your ex. All right, if you're on a handheld, and wherever you were standing or sitting or whatever, that's not your ex. You need to move 3 or 4 feet in either direction for the next go-around, and we'll find your ex. But we got you. I know your calls by heart, so I just got you in there. Somebody that was new might struggle with it, but I knew who it was, so I got you in there. Appreciate you being with us. Just want to let you know, you and Michelle and Lorena, take care. Stay safe. Appreciate your consistency with checking into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize KO4AOW. That's David. He's sounding good as usual from Inman this evening. David, it's always good to have you on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We do appreciate you being here. KB2BYQ, that's David. He's over in Easley. Good to have you tonight, David. We've got three Davids here. not unusual, though, for this repeater. Good to have you tonight, David. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. KI4DOS, that's Gary. Bring with him. K3JOY, that's Miss Joy. Gary, you sounding good. Tell Joy we said, hey, hope you guys are staying safe and doing well. Good to have you with us on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, or we do have an Echolink station, so if you're an Echolink station, or your first letter suffix you call begins with letters Alpha through Delta, feel free to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Well, DJ W, good evening, sir. Please check in, Kilowatt 4, Yankee, November Golf. I was a little late last night. I just got a new iPhone, and I realized that I had to get a little closer to the mic to get some audio out of it. And I was kind of glad you pointed it out, because I was seeing it here myself. So check in, Fletch from Easley. Nothing to chat about tonight. Hello to all my dear friends.
Okay, now control, I'd like to recognize K4YNG. That is Fletch. Fletch, your new iPhone sounds great. And that was John that was telling you about your audio last night. And I didn't hear. If I listen to both Echolink and RF at the same time, I get echoes. So I have to listen to one or the other. But he was the one that's telling you it was low, so I didn't hear it. But you're sounding good tonight. New iPhone and getting a little bit closer to the mic did the trick, because it sounds good. Appreciate you being with us this evening. We do have another Echolink station, so we'll give Echolink stations one more shot. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Good evening, Dave, and all on the net. Please check in and out. Kilo, Kilo 4, Fox, Trot, Tango, Uniform, KK4, FTU, Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Slabtown.
Okay, next I'd like to recognize KK4 FTU. That's Richard, sounding good as usual from Slabtown. Good to have you with us tonight, Richard. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. We'll go ahead now and bump it to the Echo Through Hotel Group. Station with the first letter suffix of call begins with letters E through H. I'm going to like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
4DJW. 10, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry, and slightly snowy Chandler tonight. So we'll stick around a minute or two. I got a feeling it's going to be thin tonight.
Okay, next I'd like to recognize KC4EZN, that's Harry over in Candler, where he's got a little bit of snow, and I do have you down for comments, so we'll be back to you in a little bit. I think you're right, too, for some reason. I don't know why. I just got, that could change. Second shift could come bowling through here and do what they did last time I called the net. Or, look, Gary has a really good number, too. But anyway, appreciate you sticking around. We'll be back to you in just a little bit. Any other stations, Echo Through Hotel, that like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like Harry's got that group all to himself. We'll jump it on up to the India Through Lima group. Station with the first letter suffix their call begins with letters I through L. And we'd like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James up here on this mountain, Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
Kilo 4, Lima, Alpha, Zulu, Jim, and I'm in Seneca tonight, sitting here right beside Lake Kiwi, running a station for Winter Field Day, so I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Okay, Duncan.
W.
Hey, please check in Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo. Dan and Fletcher, all kind of confused, but other than doing fine. No traffic, no comments, but it is Amy and all on the net before I leave.
DJW. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer, where it is 36 degrees and partly cloudy. Out of good, please. Hope everyone out there has a good night. 7-3.
For DJW. Send Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor. This is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comments this evening. Hope everyone has a good evening. 7-3, everybody.
DJW. Please check in Kilo 4, Lima, Whiskey, Echo, K4LWE, Larry in Piedmont. No traffic and no comment. Thanks for calling the net.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha, Charlie Alpha, Phil in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
KW. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Lima Alpha Oscar, Jim and Traveler's Rest. No traffic, no comments, 70-3 to all on the net this evening.
All right, that was a really good group. That usually is a good group, whenever it has been lately. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4FTU. That is Richard over in Sapphire. I already got him, so I've already recognized him. KK4LAZ, that's Jim over in Seneca this evening, normally in Simpsonville, but he's out there on a winter field day, so good to have you practicing the winter field day, Jim. Appreciate you taking time to check in with us while you're out there making contacts, and hope you have lots of luck and make lots of contacts. WA4JWC, that is Al over in Star, who does call a net. And when Sid followed Al, it's a trigger. That's not Alzheimer's, that's a trigger. I forget what they call that exactly, Sid, but anyway. Al triggered a response. Stimulus and response, that's what that is. Good to have you with us tonight, Al. Net Control, like to recognize W4IOE. That's Sid, who's over in Fletcher, North Carolina, who calls the 14664 net every Sunday at 8 o'clock. So tomorrow at 8 o'clock, 14664, just a click or two up from where you are right now, with a PL tone of 91.5. Be sure and stop by and check in with Sid tomorrow at 8 p.m. Sundays at 8, that's a really good net. After the net, they have the Slow Scan net, where you can learn about Slow Scan TV and see pictures being passed over VHF. That's kind of a fun thing to do if you have never done it before. Sid, appreciate you being with us tonight. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. You guys stay safe. KK4JBQ, that's Larry sounding good. From Greer, bring it with him. KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. Larry, tell Miss Donna we said hello, and you guys stay safe in Greer. Larry and Donna make their home in Greer. Sound good tonight, Larry. Appreciate you being with us this evening. And KO4JKV, that's Duncan over in Asheville. Good to have you tonight, Duncan. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Hope you're doing well. And K4LWE, that's Larry, who is over in Piedmont. Good to have you tonight, Larry. You're sounding good as usual. KO4ACA, that's Bill over in Greenville. Bill, you've got one of the better sounding rigs coming out of Greenville. Usually the people have trouble coming out of Greenville making it to Caesar's Head, but you're not having any problem at all. Good to have you with us this evening. And KO4LAO, that's Jim over in Travis Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. You sound like you're sitting in the chair right next to me. Good to have you with us this evening. Hope you're doing well. Any other stations in the India through Lima group or Echolink? We do have a couple of more that joined Echolink, so if the first letter or suffix of your call begins with letters India, I through L, or you're brand new on Echolink and you want to check in, feel free. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
4DJW. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, James. up here on the mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I may have doubled with someone earlier, so I'll still be negative and negative and say it's 73s for each one of you.
Control. Control, please check in. Kilo, Charlie 8. Zulu, Yankee Bravo. Name's Jeff in Greenville, South Carolina. No traffic, short time.
Net control, please check in. Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4, HTP. This is Wendy in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative. Please also check in my husband, Mark. Whiskey 2, Mike Juliet Bravo, W2MJB. He will be negative and negative also. Thank you for calling the net.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James, who's over in Tuxedo. James, you didn't do anything wrong. You didn't double with anybody. That was totally my error, not yours. I saved the guy that came after you instead of adding the guy that came after you. And when I save instead of add, it overwrites the previous one I was on, and that was you. So I did put you in the log, but I overwrote you. And you did make it in. You're sounding good. You're clear. You sounded great. Appreciate you listening back for me, keeping tabs on me, making sure I don't mess up like that. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. Stay safe. And KC8ZYB, that's Jeff, who's over in Greenville this evening. Good to have you tonight, Jeff. You sounded good from Greenville. Appreciate you taking the time to be here. And KN4HTP, that's Miss Wendy, bringing with her W2MJB, that's Mark. They're over in Simpsonville. That's our Sunday and Monday night net controllers. Good to have you with us tonight, Wendy. Tell Mark we said hello. You guys stay safe. Appreciate you taking the time to be here. Any other stations, any through Lima, or any other Echolink stations that haven't checked in yet? Looks like they've all checked in, though. They would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW. Okay, we'll move it on up to the Mike through Papa group. Station with the first letter suffix that call it begins with letters M through P. We'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW.
AW. Good, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Walt and Emma, and I'll be negative and negative.
Before DJW. N K4 OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra, Hotel. Pat and Malden, no traffic. No comment. Thank you, sir.
Hey, next control, I'd like to recognize K4OIM. That is Walt over in Inman. He is our new up-and-coming Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society 2-meter net controller for Tuesday nights. So be sure and stop back by on Tuesday night and take it easy on Walt. He's brand new at this. He's been shadowing other net controllers. He's probably shadowing me now. But he's doing a good job with the shadows. He's spot on with his numbers. So be sure on Tuesday night, come by and support Walt as he calls his first Blue Ridge 2-meter net Tuesday, February the 2nd. Don't miss the event. And be there and be kind to Walt when you're there. K4OSH, that's Pat. Sounding good from Malden this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, Pat. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. Hope you're staying safe and doing well. Any other stations in the Mike Through Papa group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll bump it on up to the Quebec through Tango group. Stations with the first letter suffix that are called begins with letters Q through T. And when I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW.
Kilo,
November 4, Hotel Tango Romeo, Juliet November, John and Inman, and I'll hang around.
DJW. You will, please check in. Kilo, Mike, 4, Romeo, Golf X-ray. This is Carol. In Greenville, I'll be negative and negative. 73 is dead body on the net tonight.
DJW, this is Alpha Bravo 3, Quebec Lima. I'm just south of Woodruff, South Carolina. My name's Jim. Check me in and out.
DJW, please check in. Kilo Delta 2, Romeo Kilo November, KD2RKN. Jason in Williamston, no traffic, no comments. Good evening, everybody, and thanks for calling that day.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KN4RJN, that's John over in Inman. He's a net controller for Friday night that is about to head out to Greensboro. We're going to miss John. So catch John every chance you get. He may try an Echo link up to try to continue to call the net, but if that's not successful, there may be limited time with him. So be sure and check in with John on Fridays until they move to Greensboro. John, I got you down for comments. We will be back to you in a little bit. KM4RGX, that's Carol sounding good from Greenville. Good to hear you checking in with us tonight, Carol. It's been a while. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And KV3QL, that's Jim. Is that NRE you're in, Jim? Is that the location?
Roger, but the call sign is Alpha Bravo 3 Quebec Lima. Yes, I live between NRE and Woodruff. I'm right about the middle, right off of Highway 221, back in the woods.
Okay, I was just making sure I got that right. And that's what I had. I don't know what I said, but my call book says Alpha Bravo 3 Quebec Lima. I might have said something else. I would not put it past me. But I appreciate you keeping me straight. And take care. Stay safe. Do appreciate you taking time to check in this evening. And KD2RKN, that is Jason from Williamson. Good to have you with tonight, Jason. You're sounding good. Appreciate you taking time to check in this evening. We've missed you. Appreciate you being here with us this evening. Any other stations in the Quebec Through Tango group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call W4DJW.
4DJW. N4RLX, pilot, cross anchor.
Dana Control, like to recognize N4RLX, that's pilot, sounding good from cross anchor this evening. Appreciate you being with us tonight, pilot. You're sounding good. Take care, stay safe. And we'll go ahead now and bump it up to the Uniform Through Zulu group. Station with the first letter suffix of call begins with letters U through Z. And would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called up before DJW.
JW. Good evening. Please check in. November 3, Zulu Lima. November 3, Zulu Lima. Greg and Candler in and out tonight. Fans a little rough.
Kilo 4, Victor Alpha Sierra, Wayne and Malden. Also, Kilo 4, Victor Tango, Victor Vera.
Good W. Please check in. Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo, K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
W. Again, Whiskey Zero, Whiskey Charlie Romeo, Will and Malden, and my wife Jennifer, Whiskey Four, Juliet Papa Romeo. We'll be negative and negative tonight. Good evening to everyone. Good night.
Control. Control. Please check in KO4, WTF. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, Todd from Williamston. I'll be negative and negative.
Check in Kilo X-ray 4, Yankee Mike, Scott, Greenville, negative and negative, and I'll be hanging around.
Okay, now that's how the Uniform Through Zulu group used to be. That's a good group of check-ins for Uniform Through Zulu, and one of them I messed up on, so listen up. Net Control, I'd like to recognize N3ZL. That's Greg over in Candler. Greg, you sound much better than you sounded before. I don't know what you've done. I don't know if you're standing outside or what you're doing, but you sound really good from Candler this evening. So whatever you did, you found your ex. That's your ex. That sounds good. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Take care. Stay safe. K4VAS, that's Wayne. Bring it with him. K4VTV, that's Miss Vera. They're over in Malden. Good to have you this night, Wayne. Tell Miss Vera we said hello, and it's good to hear you checking into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net again. K4XB, that's Tommy in Southern Greenville County. Good to have you. It's not Tommy. You sounding good as usual. Appreciate you taking the time to be here with us this evening. And the next one is W0WCR. That's Will, who's over in Malden. Will, I didn't get your XYL's call sign. Can you pass it to me again?
So W4JPR, Whiskey 4, Juliet, Papa Romeo.
Okay, I knew I got that one wrong, so I just fessed up in the beginning. I had a J-A-R, and that is not Jennifer. Net Control, like to recognize W4JPR. That is Jennifer over in Malden. Good to have you with us tonight, Will. Appreciate you bringing Jennifer along with you. Tell her we said hello. You guys take care. Stay safe. And K-O-4-W-T-F, that's Todd. And Todd, you don't go by... Do you? Yeah, that's I got the right name. Todd, you go by Todd. So, and Todd is over in Williamson. Good to have you as night, Todd. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. And KX4YM, that's Scott, who's over in Greenville. Good to have you as night, Scott. Hope all's going well with you. Do appreciate you being with us this evening. If I mess any of that up, recall, come back to me, we'll get it straightened out. Any other stations, Uniform Through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call W4DJW. Okay, sounds like we got it right. got it figured out anyway in the end. We're going to go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter and you call it on, you like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call that before DJW.
DJW, please check in. Kilo, Oscar 4, Juliet, Quebec X-ray, Jeff down in Ware Place. I'll be in and out tonight. Appreciate you calling the net.
W. Hope you're doing well. Please check in November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson. Next asset, can I hang around for a comment or two tonight?
Okay, next I'd like to recognize KO4JQX. That is Jeff, who's over in Ware Place. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jeff. Hope you're doing well. Do appreciate you taking time to check in this evening. And N4DJC, that's Jerry over in Anderson. I'm doing well tonight, Jerry. I got some flying in today. I always do better when I get to fly. Appreciate you being with us this evening. I got you down for comments. We will be back to you in a little bit. One last call all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, C through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, sounds like we got them all up to second shift anyway. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the RAGCHU portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAGCHUs. And the first one up on the stump, got to scroll way back in the list. That's KC4EZN. That's Harry over in Candler. Harry, it turned out to be better than either one of us thought it was. We're up to 48 already. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
4DJW, KC4EZN. Good evening, Dave and everybody else. Yes, it turned out a whole lot better than I thought. I guess that might make me a pessimist. Not real sure. Anyway, we had a real quiet day up until, I don't know, 3:30, 4 o'clock, somewhere in there, and my wife says, look out the window, and I did, and it was snowing like crazy, not big fluffy flakes, bunch of little tiny ones, and it did that for about, I don't know, 30, 45 minutes, and then it quit, and got the grass kind of nice. The snow was fine and dry this time. You could hit a bush, and it would sort of just, I don't know, fluff away. It didn't stick. And the streets are just wet, at least so far. I've got a outdoor thermometer that I can see from inside where my radio is at, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. And now's one of the time it isn't, but I think it's somewhere in the 32, 33 degree temperature here right now. So tomorrow morning could be interesting if we had to get out. I'll find out when I look out my driveway and I don't see a paper laid in the middle of it, but I'll know the paper person decided to stay home and stay safe. They'll bring it tomorrow, which I guess I can handle that. Anyway, snow looked pretty. I don't think we're supposed to get any more here. The folks that live above 3,500 feet north of Asheville are probably going to get a little bit more tonight. And with that, we'll bounce it back to you, Dave. W4DJW, KC4EZN.
Well, I'm glad you got enough just to say it snowed and not so much that it'll be well, hopefully not so much that it'll be dangerous tomorrow. But hate you missed your paper. But I guess a day late's better than never, and especially if it saves somebody from having an accident. You don't want to cause anybody to have an accident. We attended a wedding about some time. You were looking out the window. My granddaughter was getting married, and they were somewhere up north of Travis Rest, and the snow was coming down. And during the wedding, we were on a Zoom meeting. We didn't go out. We did the Zoom wedding thing. And we could see the snow coming down, but it was never enough to accumulate. It just snowed during the wedding, and the ground stayed the color the ground was. So I guess that was good. Everybody was able, the people that were there were able to get home safely. But got to go flying this morning. Enjoyed that. Went out with Steve, KN4VWA. It was 27 degrees, I believe, which is cold. And I got out there. I had like 3 layers of clothes on. And the wind just barely moving was cold enough to come through all 3 of those layers. It wasn't moving much. Flying was great, but I had to go back in the car and get another layer of clothes and a beanie cap and a face mask just for the warmth that the face mask provided, not for COVID protection. There was only a couple of people out there at the field, and they were all well separated. But anyway, enjoyed that. That's about what's going on around here, Harry. Anything else happening up in Candler?
Before DJW, KC4EZN, if Greg, ZLLZ, whichever one he is still listening, he sounds a whole lot better on reverse than he did through the repeater. I went out to Google Map and found where he lived, and we live about 3 miles apart. So I hear him on Simplex really well, and his signal was really, really nice and clean. So if he's still listening, and I also hear Duncan sometimes. He lives a little bit north of the interstate and on Merriman Avenue, and I also hear him, and he sounds better Simplex than he does in a repeater. So they're listening. Their radios are both working really, really well. That's about it, Dave. Glad to give John a chance or something. I'm really a little bit disappointed or something Wendy was and John were talking last night. They have sworn off desserts, and it's going to make it really difficult for us to tune our radios to chocolate and berry pies to see if we can detect that. If there's nothing to detect, we won't know if our detectors are working or not. So with that, Dave, we'll bounce it back to you. W4DJW, KC4EZN.
Harry, it used to make me hungry when they were talking. That would make me hungry. And I'd get up and I'd leave and I'd go get something to eat, and then I'd get distracted. But I'd get the munchies when they were talking about the food so much. So maybe people will lose weight after that. Because I think I put on about 10 pounds after that. I don't know if that was the reason or what, but I did. I jumped from 184 to 194. And so I had to stop eating when that happens because it's very uncomfortable. But anyway, Greg N3ZL. About 3 miles from you. I've got the same condition you do with Jim, K04BDM. Jim, he's less than a mile from me. He's probably a half a mile from me at most. And then N0TR, Tom, he's about 2 miles, maybe 3 miles from me. I can hear them on reverse, and they sound much better than through the repeater. Going through the repeater, it's got some filters in there that take some of the mids or highs or lows or whatever it is that make it does not sound as good. Take them out, but it does kind of help with not being so muffled. So six of one, half a dozen of another, who knows? we'll have the ability to shape that a little bit more when we get the new repeater up there, when all this clears up and we're able to get back up there. But anyway, appreciate you hanging around for the RagChew portion of the net. You guys stay safe. Look forward to doing it again. We'll find out what the plan is with John and Wendy and dessert frequencies in just a little bit. Good to have you with us tonight. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, John is the next one up on the stump. It's your turn, John. KN4RJN, John, called W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW, KN4RJN. Wendy and Mark have sworn off desserts. I haven't, so I'll have to bake something so Harry's chocolate sensor can pick it up. But I do make a mean fudge. But in the meantime, I'm now the proud owner of two mortgages, so just what I wanted in retirement. But in any event, we closed on the house on Wednesday, so we're jettisoning stuff. I've got a pod in the driveway and a dumpster in the driveway, and both of them are about half full, so hopefully we can get the house on the market sometime in the next week or so and start the long, difficult process of packing up everything else and getting it out of here. But while I was up in Greensboro, I didn't have a chance to look up Breaking Bad, but I will track him down and see if we can link his repeater to this repeater and see if I can keep rolling. But one thing at a time, one step at a time.
Well, that's good to hear that you haven't sworn it off. Maybe that extra energy for paying both of those mortgages will be welcome from the cooking. But I can see why they did that. I don't know if it, I don't think it was the talk about building MOSFETs that can sniff chocolate and berry pies, but something. I put on extra weight and I had to slow down. But the adrenaline that's coming from flying is helping to burn that off, so that'll take care of that. But I guess the pod is going to North Carolina and the dumpster is going to the dump. Is that the plan?
Hopefully we can get that right. like I said, the pod's about half full, and she's got this, I forget where she got it, there was a store, a little shop in Greenville, had a bunch of knickknacks and whatnot, and they had this china, made in China, old china cabinet, and this thing weighs about as much as my Jeep, and we managed to get that out into the pod today, but it's heavy. And my bookshelves in my library are gone. We sold those, and we're packing up all the books and whatnot. And I had to run upstairs real quick and get a beer glass because all my mugs are in the dishwasher, and all the rest of them got packed up. So things are starting to look a little bit sparse, but we need to leave enough furniture down here so we can stage the house to sell it. But yeah, it's moving along. It's moving along. What can I say? I did look up the molecular composition of chocolate, and there are a number of sensors that can detect various things. I may just actually try to build one of those. I don't know if I can get it to go over RF, but I'm going to try and build one of those.
Well, that's good. That would be a fun thing to do. Might learn something. I know that I heard early on during COVID that somebody was working on a detector, a sensor, that could detect COVID electronically. There's no wait. Wait time was zero, right? When it was there, when it was present, it would be detected, and when it was not present, it would not be there. So if they can do that, building a chocolate detector ought to be pretty simple. But we'll see. We'll wait for your report on how that turns out and what all is involved with that. Maybe we'll get that on a Friday night tidbit or something like that. Well, anything else for us this evening? I know you're probably tuckered out with all the movie. Oh, yeah, one other thing. When you're packing books, don't use big boxes. Use lots of little boxes. Just your tip, your Saturday night tip of the day. I packed some big boxes with full of books, and that's where that box sat until I got some little boxes and unpacked it into little boxes of books. That's just the way it works. Anyway, you got anything else for us this evening, John?
Well, on the news that they have a COVID sensor. It's called a dog. They're training dogs to sniff it out, and they're doing that at stadiums and various things. They can walk the dog, and they can teach them to sniff out explosives. They can teach them to, you know, if there's a unique smell to something, they can teach a dog to alert on it. And they're training dogs to sniff for COVID as people enter large venues and whatnot. But yeah, on the book, I learned that a long time ago. This is not my first rodeo, having moved, Lord God, all over the world. But anyway, yeah, we've got book boxes specifically for that. They're small so that they don't weigh more than you do when you try to pick them up. And, yeah, you only make that mistake once.
Yeah, same here. I made that mistake once, but just thought I'd pass that on just in case anybody else runs into that. So the dogs don't get COVID when they sniff it?
Smelling the that particular virus and what it does to the body has a unique odor to it. And they just, you know, walk down the line of people, and if they sit next to somebody, it means they've alerted and they've smelled COVID on that person. They don't get close enough to contract the COVID. They just know that virus is somehow in your body, and it's putting off a particular odor that they can detect. And that was on the news last night or the night before. I forget when I saw that. But there was a football game or basketball game or something that was at a venue, and of course they limited the number of people that could go in, but they still had them, you know, in line and socially distanced and whatnot. And they just ran the dog down the line, and everybody cleared. But the dogs are trained to, if they smell it, they sit down next to the person, and then they take their temperature, and then they pull them out of the line, and then they take them somewhere and get them tested and whatnot. But they can actually smell the COVID.
Well, that's good. That's a lot faster to develop, I guess. You know, dogs train faster than you can develop a microsensor that can test for COVID. Hang on just a second. We got an EchoLink station popped in there. EchoLink station's only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
Net control. Net control. Please check in Kilo Golf 4 Zulu Lima X-ray, KG4ZLX, Neil and Seneca, negative and negative. And hope everyone's having a good evening.
Okay, Nick Control, I'd like to recognize KG4ZLX, Neil, sounding good from Seneca over EchoLink this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Okay, Doug. Hope y'all are doing well down there. Please check in and out, KI4ZLW Randy, KJ4CRL Linda, in Asheville.
Okay, Nick Control, I'd like to recognize KI4VLW. That's Randy. He's bringing him KJ4CRL. That's Miss Linda, and they're sounding good from Asheville this evening. Tell Miss Linda we said hello this evening. Randy, you guys take care. Stay safe. Do appreciate you taking the time to be here. KN4RJN, John, back to you. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
4DJW, KN4RJM. Yeah, the guy on the news that they were interviewing, I think he was one of the trainers or something, you know, he said they've got a rapid test that can determine if you're positive, and it takes about, 20 or 30 minutes. He said the dog can sniff it in about 10 seconds, so it's the ultimate rapid test. Now, if everybody can train their dogs to do that, then anybody comes to your door, you can sniff them, and the dog says they're okay, then you can let them in, and if not, say, you better go get yourself tested. We'll talk to you later. Bye. And close the door.
Yeah, imagine training them to sniff or to sense that. I don't know. If they've got some artificial material that they can use, that would be great, because that wouldn't be exposing the people that were training them or the dogs. But if they're using actual COVID to train them, yeah, I don't think I'd do that for my dog. Not unless I don't think I put my dog through that, or I would be exposing myself to that. So who knows? They've got to figure it out how they do it. They've probably got a safe way to do it. I just don't know how it works.
Either take an article of clothing or something from a patient that has COVID. And, you know, just like they would for explosives. Well, that'd be a little different on explosives, but they take something from the patient that the patient has been in contact with that has the odor on it, and they train them with that, I think, is how they do it. But they do it somehow, so there's you know, clearly a safe way to do it. Otherwise, the trainers are, you know, bring a COVID patient in, let the dog smell it. That wouldn't be good, but yeah, if you can train your dog to do it, then you take the dog to the grocery store, and then if it alerts on somebody, you go to the next aisle over or whatever. That's probably a way to find it quicker.
Yeah, that, and when the micro sensor comes out that can detect it, just, you know, put a flashing red light and a siren on on your cap. And when you hear that siren go off, turn around and go back in the other direction.
You get a bunch of dogs that train and take them to one of those mass testing sites, and as people drive in, just, you know, let the dog sniff through the window and say yes or no and send them on, and that'd be quicker.
Now, that would be a productive way to solve the problem, right? Getting them in and out of there, and they don't even have to return for results, or you don't even have to log the results on a website for them to check later, right? Just tell them thumbs up or thumbs down and keep on moving. Like those way stations that they don't stop in. They just keep on rolling.
I think I would pump people through a testing site a whole lot quicker. But anyway, well, I'm on back on out of here. I've got to pack some more boxes before I go to bed. So I'll say 73s to you. Hope you're staying safe and staying warm, and I'm on back on out of here. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
right, John. Well, good talking to you. Keep those books packed light. Small boxes for books. Anyway, good to have you with us. Stay safe. Appreciate you taking time to hang around for the RAG-2 portion of the net. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. This is Kilo Echo 4, India Papa KE4IP, Brian and Marietta. I'll be negative, negative, and 73 to everybody on the net.
Okay, next, I'd like to recognize KE4IP. That's Brian over Echo Link from Marietta, Georgia. Good to have you with us tonight, Brian. Hope you're doing well. Stay safe. Take care. Next one up on the RAG-2 list is N4DJC. That's Jerry over in Anderson. It's your turn, Jerry. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJC. Well, I wanted to tell you a little story about this afternoon. I was talking to you this morning about flying, and of course the afternoon bunch got on the repeater, and it was CBA and Steve, David CBA and Steve, and I were talking, and the subject of flying gloves for remote control airplanes came up. That just shows the type of arcane stuff that hams will talk about. But I thought that was kind of funny, and I know you had a good time this morning. It was awfully cold to be out there flying a fixed-wing plane. And if I remember correctly, you told me it had been quite a few years before you flung one.
Yeah, I took so this time we went to Campobello. It's the first time I've ever flown to Campobello. I went out there one time, and I couldn't get in because it was locked and nobody was there. But we got our dues paid, so we were able to go in out there. And so it was already open, and one of the guys that I knew from WCRC was out there. And I took a fixed-wing plane that's not a foamy. What I've been taking, because it's been like 4 years since I've flown, 4 or 5 years, maybe more. But so I'm easing back into it. So the foamy for a few flights over at WCRC and over at Foothills. And then I took a built-up plane, a 40-size built-up plane, and went out there and flew it today. And I was comfortable with it. I was surprised when I landed. I kind of got nervous after it was over with, but flying it was okay. But you go for a long period of time without flying, you got to ease back into it if you don't want to tear something up.
Enough time flying in good weather these days rather than having to deal with cold hands and arthritic hands. But I was just kind of kicking out of us talking about gloves. You know, that is a first world problem, finding sensitive gloves to fly an RC plane.
So I've got a pair that my wife gave me a while back that there's no fingers in them, but it has a flap that covers your fingers. But I've got to drill a hole or burn a hole with a hot wire in the thumb, just so the stick can come through and you can feel the stick. You got to get, the sticks have those, you know, those little pointy things on them that stick into your thumb so that there's absolutely no way it's going to slip off you, because that's the last thing you want to do. You're doing a knife edge and you're a foot off the ground, you're going 100 miles an hour. You don't want that rudder slipping off of your thumb, right? So you got to feel those pointy crowns of that stick sticking into your thumb when you're flying. Otherwise, danger, danger. But I've got to fix those gloves for that, and then I wouldn't have to take them off at all. And when I'm not flying, I just pull the flap over my fingers, and they stay warm like mittens.
I found some. His wife looking online, I guess, while I was driving down the road, I suppose. He found some from some website, and he gave it to David, I think, there was some glove that was thin but warm, and you could actually use it on touch screens.
He was talking about that while we were out at the field. He said he's got some that are thin and lightweight, and you can feel through them. They keep you warm, but you can feel what you're touching through them. So that would be kind of nice, too. That'd even be better if you didn't even have to have holes in them to feel the peak of the stick. But, you got to be able to – you got to have a sense of touch when you're flying. You can't fly without touch.
Talking about trim work on the trim buttons. I guess they still have those with gloves. I said that's hard enough to do without gloves, much less having to have something fairly thick. And I know I had some real thin neoprene gloves I used for fishing years ago, and they were not quite that sensitive, but they were pretty good. But he was talking about some moleskin gloves, and I hadn't seen any of those things in 30 years, I guess, but those were pretty thin, too. Also, I use, they're not windproof, they're not waterproof, I use Capeline glove. It's kind of like a liner for a heavier glove, and those work pretty well. And they would, I think they would do okay, but capelline being what it is, which is almost like a lightweight, knitted or woven fleece stuff, it may get kind of slippery. That wouldn't be a good thing to be slipping and having a, having your thumbs on a control stick.
Yeah, if you're like two mistakes high and all you're doing is flying flat and level, it'd be okay for that. Those glider pilots I used to fly with when I was practicing contesting, and they were out there, in lounge chairs at 2,000 feet with their binoculars. They set the control, the radio on a little bench right next to their lounge chair. And they just watch the airplane, and every now and then they just reach over there and hold the rudder just long enough to turn it back around, and they let off the rudder, and then they just go back to, sitting in their lounge chair with their binoculars watching their airplanes, hunting for thermals, trying to stay overhead at the same time hunting for thermals. So it all depends on the type of flying you do. You can fly without all that stuff, but that's just not the kind of flying I do.
And that's certainly not a flown pattern. But anyway, I just thought I'd make a comment about the gloves. I thought it was, I said, man, I said, we'll talk about anything. Back to net control, W4DJW.
Well, that's right, Jerry. You do whatever it takes, right? Well, especially when you enjoy the hobby a lot and you want to fly when the weather is inclement weather. Everything except for high winds. That's just the only thing. And the only thing that will fly really good in high winds is a big helicopter. And they do. They're fun to fly when the wind is blowing to a point, right? You wouldn't want to fly in a hurricane, but you can fly in 30 or 40 mile an hour winds with a big helicopter and have fun. Anyway, appreciate you hanging around for the Rag 2 portion of the net. Hopefully we'll get to see you out there at the airfield one day when all this COVID stuff is over or something. Anyway, take care. Stay safe. Appreciate you hanging around for the Rag 2 portion of the net. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW, KC4EZN again.
Go ahead, Harry.
I'll give you one more thing you can talk about. There's a group of us get together on our West Cars repeater up here on Friday morning, just for a very informal, you throw it out and we'll talk about it. It's not a net or, you don't check in and out and stuff like that. What it does is we used to meet at Ingalls on Brevard Road for an informal meeting, and people could drop in, come and go, and, see each other. And generally there were enough VEs in that group that somebody always had the box with the stuff in. If you wanted to take a test, we'd give you one. But anyway, we discussed one morning relative merits of yellow cane poles and green cane poles for building antenna structures. The yellow ones are the ones that have been cured, and the green ones are the ones that you just cut down. So if you really want to expand your horizons, you can throw that out. With that, we'll turn it back, Dave, and say look forward to hearing you next time. W4DJW, KC4EZN.
Well, Harry, that reminds me of this guy that I used to go flying with when we were competing back in the 70s and the early 80s. His name was Tom Holmes. When we were competing, we would go, all over the Southeast. We'd go from Raleigh-Durham all the way down to Americus, Georgia, and everything in between, and over to Smyrna, Tennessee, and over to Jacksonville, Florida. But just all over the place competing. And one time they were using those cane poles, and I believe they were green cane poles, for the limbo. And it was a club that was down toward Beaufort, South Carolina, down that area. And everybody was going through there doing their limbo, and then they'd lower it, and then everybody go do their limbo, and then they'd lower it. And limbo with an airplane is you fly like 10 times under the limbo pole as fast as you can. Well, this club did it different than any other club. They were using those cane poles, but they had people out there holding the cane poles. That was a mistake. Because when Tom got to about the third round or the fourth round, the guy holding the cane pole that was closest to Tom, he hit him in the butt with his engine. And his propeller cut his butt. And they had to take him to the hospital. So that's all I know about cane poles. You don't hold them when you're flying limbo. What else you got, Harry?
W4DJW, KC4EZN, I think that's probably the period at the end of the sentence. I don't believe I can top that. KC4EZN.